Thunder Bay. The Thunder Bay Border Cats are back above .500, but they're out of the running for a first-half playoff spot. The Cats, returning to Port Arthur Stadium on Saturday night after 6 nights on the road, easily handled the last-place Rochester Honkers 13-4. Unfortunately, the La Crosse Loggers didn't do their part. The Loggers, who would have had to have lost their final 4 games of the opening half, combined with 4 straight Border Cats triumphs. La Crosse, instead, downed the Eau Claire Express 7-3, ending Thunder Bay's first-half hopes in the Northwoods League's Great Plains East Division. The Loggers, with 20 wins, can't be caught by the Cats, who improved to 16-15, with just 3 games left in the opening half, which comes to a close on Tuesday. Brody Chrisman, who helped spark an 8-run fourth, slicing a one out, bases loaded double into the left field corner that scored 3, said despite the long odds after dropping 7 of their past 10, there's no quit in the Border Cats clubhouse. "Nothing but respect to the boys and everything we've got going for us," said the redshirt freshman from Purdue University. "I don't think there was a down mind that didn't think we were capable of coming out there and doing great things. That's just what we're trying to do, focus on one game at a time, just enjoy it and play to the best of our ability." The Border Cats got to work early against Rochester starter Juju Thompson, who walked the first 4 batters he faced, a second run scoring on a Braden Curriger groundout to first. Thunder Bay added 2 more in the second in support of a very efficient Cole Poirier, who needed just 9 pitches in each of the first 2 innings, retiring the side in order in both. He gave way to Shane Kirby, who kept the perfect streak going through the third, finally giving up a hit to leadoff hitter Calvin Reese to open the Rochester fourth. Reese would later come around to score on a throwing error by catcher Duncan Matthews, trying to gun the Rochester runner down on an attempted steal of third. The throw bounced into the outfield. Leading 5-1, the Border Cats exploded in the bottom of the fourth, sending 11 batters to the plate, 8 of them scoring. 2 batters after Chrisman's bases clearing blow, leadoff hitter Lucas Terrarly, in his second at bat of the innings, smacked his second home run of the season, off of Rochester reliever Joey Kraska, who was responsible for all 8 runs, on 5 hits, 2 walks and a hit batsman. Chrisman said he approached his at bat 1 pitch at a time. "You just find a pitch you want to hit and drive it, hit the ball hard," he said. Terrarly, who made 6 trips to the plate, scored 3 times, as did second baseman Zane Scansi, who reached base 3 times. Terrarly, Matthews and Curriger each had 2 RBIs for Thunder Bay. Matty Thomas had the big blow for the Honkers, homering with 1 aboard off Kirby in the 6th. Carter Wall tossed 3 innings of shutout relief to earn the save. Kirby, 1-2, was credited with the win. Thompson, 0-2, took the loss. The Cats and Honkers play the second game of their 4-game set on Sunday, with a special 7:35 p.m. start time to allow for a post-game fireworks show ahead of Monday's Canada Day celebrations.